Good morning, everyone. It's the first Saturday of the month, and you have tuned into the Wendy Power Show, coming to you live from Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Wendy covers spiritual topics throughout the show, and of course, you can get into the queue for your psychic mini reading. Wendy Powers is best known for making remarkably accurate predictions. She has been on many TV and radio shows throughout her more than 30-year career. Wendy Powers is not only a renowned psychic, she is a non-denominational minister, officiating weddings and memorials. Wendy is an intuitive counselor, spiritual advisor, plus she is a writer for the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine. If you would like a mini reading this morning, call into the station at 646-378-0378 and press number 1 to be part of the show. I suggest you call in very quickly as the queue and the phone lines fill up very quickly. That number again to call in for a psychic mini reading is 646-378-0378. And now here's your fabulous host, Wendy Powers.
Oh, thank you, Courtney, for that wonderful introduction. And it is a beautiful day, and I'm just so excited to be here again, the first Saturday of the month, which I'm here every first Saturday of the month, open to you for readings and talking about spiritual topics. And this month's topic is faith. Yes, faith. And it covers an amazing amount of things that we don't realize, you know, that is important to have faith. Not just faith in things that, you know, you're told that, oh, just have faith in something that you don't hear, see, whatever, such as God. Or have faith in something's going to happen. Okay, so those are the kinds of words we use in faith. And why do we use that? The word faith is really about, and this is not the dictionary, this is just my, you know, kind of take on faith, is that we have to have a belief, just an acceptance. We have to know. And then when we have a belief and we have an acceptance and we just know something is or will happen, then it does. And that's having faith. And so it's like this thing, it can go positive or negative, by the way, guys. It can go positive in, let's say you need a job. And so you have faith that you will get that job. You have a knowing that you get that job. You have no doubts or fears about not getting that job. You know it's yours. You see yourself working there. You see yourself having that paycheck. That's faith. Now, what you do in that kind of faith is you're programming a positive. You're programming, you're making that energy of the universe work towards you. And what people don't realize when they do these positive affirmations of faith is that they bring fear into it a lot, and it goes to the other side of the coin of fear and doubt. And so when we say our affirmation, saying all those positive things, it's like for the same situation, for a job, you're saying, I don't know if I'll get that job, but I think I will. Or I should have that job. So that job is mine. I should have it. Should, by the way, is something that'll never happen. You should never, use should or words that don't bring about an absolute, you know, because that puts then a confusing negative into the universe. Or, you know, will I get the pay I want for that job? Am I going to have to move? Am I going to get the job, but I'm going to end up, see what you've done. And then you might say to someone, well, I do have faith. I do know I'm going to get that job. I want that job. But you just threw all those negatives and confusing energies. It's chaotic. And so we're going to talk a little bit more about how to turn things into that faith. And, you know, faith is not just a belief system. Faith is, how your brain works with the universe. And it's your mechanism. You got to turn that switch on. And even if we're talking about, you know, how to tune your psyche and how to get that going, how do I make that happen, which we're going to talk about in a moment, that comes from that same subject of faith. And so we'll talk about that. I'm Wendy Powers. For those of you who are new to the show goes out all over the world, I'm so proud to say. And we do get people coming in from all over the world wanting a reading. And so this show, I do spiritual topics, and I do mini readings. And we're going to go to the phones for a moment, and then we're going to go back to our topic. And I also do readings, private readings, one-hour readings. In my office, I am located in Michigan, in Novi, Michigan, actually. I have a beautiful office there. So if you're in town and you want an in-person reading, it's by appointment only, because you can imagine I'm pretty booked up. But you can come in and do a phone reading, or, I mean, excuse me, a reading in my office. Or, you know, I do phone readings. I do readings this way, so know that the readings on a phone anywhere in the world will be just as accurate and just as deep, because it's all on you. You know, I tune directly into you, and no, it's not like on the radio where I've got all these various other things going on and I'm switching from one person to another to another. When you do a phone reading with me, it's all in your energy, and I put kind of like, it's like looking at your life path through me. I'm just, you know, able to move myself out of the way and really pick up on things that you already have in your life path. You even probably know what's going to happen, but you need somebody to validate it. And that's where somebody like myself comes in, and I'm able to give you an insight that you might have said, you know, I knew that, you know, whatever. Because our fear, our lack of faith in our own intuition very often blocks the path, the turns the light off, and you're stumbling around in life, and you're going, oh my goodness, what should I do? What should I do? What should I do? And then, you know, when you settle down and you get yourself into a nice focus and you release all the negatives, it will come through. But sometimes we're so bogged down, because it's a toughie to do when life really hits us up against the wall. And believe me, everybody goes through stuff. And they wonder why. Why me? Why me? And then, you know, you need a psychic. You need somebody who can put that light on your life, on your life path, and help you out. Bring that clarity. It's just all of a sudden it comes together, and it's just a wonderful blessing to be able to help people to put that light in their life and put that, you know, path clearly in front of them, so that they make the best decisions possible. And that's an important thing, that, you know, everything is a decision. We can go to the left instead of the right, or the right instead of the left, and get lost for a while, and that happens to people. And so, again, that's why you want to see a psychic. And if you'd like an appointment with me, you can, you know, call my office. Best way, actually, to, you know, I guess, a little more understanding of what happened in the reading is to go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. That's wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. Sometimes you can just simply Google Psychic Wendy Powers. It'll take you right to my website. If you can't remember all that, just Google. Make sure you say Psychic Wendy Powers, and then it'll take you there, because there are other Wendy Powers, and they probably are psychic too, but they're not me. And here's my phone number, 248-826-8255. That's 248-826-8255. And I'll say that again for later in the hour. So right now, let's go to our lines. We're going to open up the line, and... Is this Jay?
Yes, it is, Wendy. Thank you much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. And you're calling from?
Canada.
Canada. Yes, I love Canada. And, of course, Michigan, we're your neighbors. So, anyway, you had a question on a topic, so I'm going to let you ask me a question.
Sure, it's about you're talking about faith. I was going to talk about empowering, I thought it was about empowering your intuition. Faith is a great good subject too, and I feel that.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but I was just going to say I think they're connected. So I think that, you know, that's great. But anyway, go ahead.
In a way, yes, too, and I think there's also a practice in it too, and also a kind of like a driving force too, that really pushes along with faith. And faith is not actually religious connected or anything like that. So
right.
I find that there is a big difference between faith and trust, in a way.
Ah, very good. Excellent point, actually, Jay, because that's what it is. With faith, that's a trust. It's a trust issue. And then if you don't have that faith, faith means believe. And faith actually is like, I'm just expecting this to be because I have faith in it. But if you don't trust it, how can you have faith in it? That's perfect. And, you bring up a really important point. And thank you for having this discussion with me. It's wonderful to get input from the audience. And that, you know, we don't realize that every day we're challenged with that faith. Again, you bring up a point, and it's true, it's not about religion, although that's where most people think it lies, in the aspect of having faith in God or faith in whatever their denomination asks them to have faith in. Faith is in trusting within your own intuition, your own psyche, your own gut feeling, having faith in it, and that's very, very important. Like, if you walk down the street, and you have a concern that you're sensing something's coming up that's going to harm you somehow, or you just feel something. If you ignore that, then you find yourself right in the middle of something and you go, oh, I should have listened to myself. That listening to yourself, if they could have avoided the problem, that's faith in your intuition. And the more you have faith in it, the more you understand it is there for you no matter what, then you find yourself being incredibly accurate, but just makes life a lot easier to walk through, you know. And so is that part of what you were talking about, Jay?
Yeah, it's what told me about belief, too, and they're all kind of like words. The wordplay stuff and spirituality, and you know, when someone told me belief is the absence of faith, really interesting that this person said that. So, and because we always talk about belief too, right? And we can go in there too. But I feel like the faith also is like remember the Indiana Jones movie where he had to cross a gorge basically, and he couldn't see his foot, where he was stepping into. And he took a leap of faith, and it was in the last, I think, Indiana Last Crusade, and because he's going for the Holy Grail or something like that. And it was really, really interesting. He just put his hand on his heart and stepped, and he didn't fall down. So it was a big leap of faith. So I think our heart, too, has got to go with it, too, about taking that leap of faith without expectation or outcome, too.
You are so dead on, I'll tell you. And that's very important. Like when you're a psychic, you know, or develop your psyche, and you don't have to do it in a professional way. We all have that psyche, you know. We just have to trust in it and believe it. Take that quantum leap of faith by, like you said, just put your faith or your beliefs and go for it. Because sometimes, and I know you know this, things are not going the way you think, let's say. And you say, you know, you've been wanting something for so long. Let's say you want a particular thing in your life, whatever it is. And you put all your positive affirmations in it. You believe you're going to have it. And then all of a sudden, something takes you in a completely different direction. And now it seems as though you're not going to get what you thought you wanted, and you put all your energy into it. That's an interesting twist to it all, isn't it? because you say, well, I just materialized it. I want it. I got to have it. Or you will obtain it, but you lose it. What's that about? Well, there's also, there's a path, a life path, and we know we're learning things in this life. The reason we're on this earth is to go through certain, I guess, better word for it is lessons of life. And sometimes the lesson in that life is to lose something that you might have thought you needed or wanted to gain, and then it puts you into a different direction that will fulfill what you actually need for your soul. So it's like, you know, they always say, be careful what you wish for.
Yep.
you know, that kind of thing. So it's a very complicated subject, even though it sounds very simple. And religion often tries to make the word faith seem like it's just simple. Just, you know, I love the thing that people will say. They say, I just gave it over to God or I gave it over to Jesus. And then they just let themselves, all their responsibilities out of it. You know, it's like, I gave it over to them. But no. That's wonderful. But you've got a whole lot more work here on your own to do. And, you know, so, but anyway, is there anything else that you'd like to make comment on, Jay? And we'll move on to the next caller.
Sure. You know, like I said, the leap of faith thing is you got to go with, like I said, no expectations. And it's like many things in life, too. It's not about, you know, when you step forward in that, whatever you're going to do is go with it with, you know, some tenacity or something like that, too, and see how it works out for you. Because sometimes that road that you choose does not always work out, like you said.
And I think people choose, there's a difference between what you desire and what you need. Mm-hmm. And very often people get confused by that. Like people might get all caught up in thinking that they want to be wealthy or something. And they may put aside everything and all they can do is concentrate on the wealth that they hope to obtain. And maybe their lesson in life is actually to struggle and not have money. To learn the basics of what life is really about, get down into the trenches of life. And so there's things that go on, and then when people go through stuff like that and then they go, well, you know, I don't understand it. Why can't I be wealthy? It's kind of like these people that buy a lot of lottery tickets and they, you know, or go gambling and they put all their money in there because they have the belief in their mind that they're going to win. And so that's not necessarily the road that you're supposed to get whatever money's coming to you. Some people, they buy one ticket and they get millions and millions and millions of dollars. And very often you hear it, well, I didn't, you know, I never play, but I just thought I'd play that one time with $1 and they won. And that's their fate. Their fate intertwined with faith is kind of an interesting subject all in itself. You know, it's not what you want in life so much as what you need in life to get through so your soul is enriched and evolved by the time you leave the planet, if that makes sense to you.
Before you go, I feel that faith has no, like, action plan. And
right.
And it's got no expectations. And when you're in that process of faith of doing whatever that is, and when you're in that process, then it's trust. I think happens
Absolutely.
After that. Trust is like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're a very enlightened soul, Jay. It's been wonderful talking to you, and you know, and continue on with sharing that information with people because you're obviously a higher spiritual being and sharing that information, and it's very welcomed to hear someone who you not only get it. I think that part of what you're supposed to do is help other people to perpetuate their teaching. I'm trying to switch gears here, and you know, help them, whether to help them with getting, you know, teaching positions or maybe getting, you know, books or whatever. I just feel that you're kind of like, you know, a coordinator of all that. It's just I feel that you have a tremendous direction to help other people to understand why we're here. And you, but it's almost like you're the, you're not just the teacher, because you obviously have that ability, but you're also somebody who helps others become, or give them the vehicle to be able to share that information. So I don't know why, but that's what I was feeling with you. So
thanks.
I think, you have that, that's something that I feel will help many, many people. So you're kind of a leader in that, but there's a lot here that I could talk about, but I think you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, thank you much. People were on hold. I had a great reading with that Wendy a while back. So it was great. She just takes a leap of faith and whatever goes within that reading. So.
Oh, well, thank you, Jay. Thank you so kindly. Well, all right. Well, you have a beautiful day, and we will move on to thank you. And we're going to move on to our next caller. And we are going to go to Sophia.
Hello. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Sophia. Thank you for waiting on the line. And where are you calling from?
I am calling from Georgia.
I love Georgia. Such a beautiful place. So
thank you.
Tune into you. Yeah, have you been enjoying our conversation?
I have,
and it's interesting because I choose money, and I know you have, needs and about money and questions about money. So we're going to go into that direction for you. And it's interesting because I'm going to tune into what's going on with you. But I hope that all this conversation has helped you to start refocusing your desire.
I'm very familiar with that, and I really didn't have a particular question, but I understood you needed an area to focus, so I just chose something.
that's okay, but it's always good to go with money. And I actually, what I would say I pick up with you, there's with your health. I'm looking at something with your health, and I keep feeling like a pain or problem in, I want to say the upper part of your body that could be in the, I don't know if it's in the arm or the shoulder, but I just felt and I don't think it's from an injury. Do you get arthritic pain?
No, I do have pain, but it's lower, and it is from a
injury.
Well, it was an injury, but something that just happened over time. It wasn't a particular.
Well, that would make sense because I felt it was a continual inflammation and pain, and usually arthritis.
It is the foot.
It results in inflammation. Okay, it's the foot. I be careful of that upper part of your body too, because I don't know why I'm feeling that. Coming up too, so it just might pull that muscle wrong. But inflammation in my psyche, and again, switching gears and on the radio is a little quicker to do. But I, to try to get in depth with it. But I really did feel that there was inflammation. It looked arthritic. Now it's probably from an injury, but it's over time though it's developed an arthritis. That's an inflammation.
I know what that is. There was an injury, not over time, something that happened a couple of years ago, and I did suffer from, part of it was back.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Because
I could feel the break in your energy up in that area. And that's why I kept seeing it was up in the upper part, and it might have even felt it even up into the shoulder, up in that, all the way down.
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay. So, all right. Have faith in my intuition, gotta know that it's there. Get yourself some, because of the other areas of your body too, get yourself a good anti-inflammatory holistically. There's a lot of wonderful things, to take the inflammation away. Go to your health food store and talk to somebody. A lot of better health food stores have somebody who can consult with you about the what. I feel that you respond well to homeopathics, so I would, you know, talk to them about a homeopathic. And it'll help relieve pain, or, you know, in other areas too. But you do seem to have that inflammation still there, but, you know, probably in other parts of your body. Because as I was tuning into that, I went, oh, the other parts of your body I was feeling too. So that was your fourth.
Okay.
So, but anyway, well, I hope I've helped you out. And, you know, and as far as money goes, it's status quo more for you. It's not that it's anything happening with any catastrophic issues or stresses on money with you at this time. We always desire more. We always hope that it's protected. And that's kind of where I feel you're at. So, but anyway, I hope I've helped you out.
Okay. Thank you very much, Wendy.
You're welcome. So, all right, Sophia. Bye-bye. Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's an interesting thing. Yeah, you know, Sophia, as we heard, you know, has faith in everything. I felt her perfect alignment, so she's not worried. Does she have issues with money at times? Absolutely. We all do. But she has faith that it's going to be what it's supposed to be and it will work out. And that's what I feel she was bringing to it. So we're continuing on our calls. And now we've got Wendy. Hello, Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. So wonderful to meet you. Thank you.
Yes. And where are you calling from, Wendy?
Sacramento, California.
Ah, California. Yes. I have also been in California, but a long time ago. I love California. Okay, let's tune into you and see what we can bring here. Did you change jobs? Or you're in the middle of changing jobs? Because I see you changing.
Oh, it's been traumatic. I lost my job of 15 years on January the 3rd, 2014, and it's been a rocky road. I finally got another call center job at a major bank, and it was very abusive and very unprofessional, and then I had a medical emergency. And I am currently seeking new employment. My background is call center for insurance and banking. And I applied at Franklin Templeton, and they told me yesterday that I was not selected. I downloaded my application into Kaiser Permanente for their call center a couple weeks ago. I've not heard anything. And also, I applied at TriCare for their call center through a temp agency, but the young lady is ignoring me. At first, she even forwarded my resume to them and said that they were interested, and then they filled up for the June class, they filled up for the May class, and then she said she would let me know if the June class became available. So I urgently need to find something substantial that'll be there.
I know, I know you're getting kind of financially distressed here. I'm sorry, I was distracted for a second, somebody in the room. What I was going to say is that there's a couple of things that you need to do, okay? I think that, you know, we talked about it earlier in the show about the faith and trying to put forth a positive upbringing, you know, I got distraction in the energy, but a positive outcome. Now, the interesting thing of it is did you, I know you want to be in California, but the resume needs to go to an office that's outside of California, and then you get the job, and it would be a job that you would get, and it's a job that I feel that you will have in California, but it's like the major office is maybe in Texas, because I don't feel that it's here. So it's like it has a, you know, its headquarters in another state. Another thing with your resume, you, I think you need to look at your vitae, you know, your resume. It's excellent, very impressive, but I think that less is more. Is your resume kind of long?
You're absolutely right. But and I've been told that it's very impressive.
It is. It's very impressive. But what you could do is have less is more by making the lead paper or a top paper. This is just coming to me. I have no idea how this works. Be a picture view pretty much, and just an outline with the details, you know, to be given when, you know, when they come to talk, say, hey, when we're going to talk more, then you'll send the rest. Because you're very impressive. But what happens is people look at your resume and they get overwhelmed. They think you're overqualified, or they think a lot of things, you know, weird, you know. I think they also think that, you know, there's too much, it's some kind, you know, it's an odd thing how things go. So look at that as creating, and I'm sure you have a cover, but create it where it's a summary, you know, a simple summary, you know, so it's, you know, and with very, very little, less is more with, you know, and then I felt the rest could follow. But did you apply for a company that's headquartered in Texas?
You know, that may be possible. Basically, I've applied at Kaiser Permanente and Franklin Templeton, and also recently TRICARE.
TRICARE.
I'm getting. Yes.
Oh, okay. I just got a. Whew, yes. I mean, it was like boom. It just came right through. I get chills now. I said, TRICARE. they're going to be positively responding to you.
Well, they're an excellent company, and a temp agency was telling about this job, so I downloaded my upgraded resume and I talked to the young lady, and she was we had a fabulous rapport, and she presented me to the company. And well, first she said, "Do you want to start in May or June?" And I said, "Well, I would prefer June, but I don't want to jeopardize me getting hired." So she presented my resume, and the company responded very favorably to me. They're interested. And then she said, "Oh, well, they filled up for May." And I kept emailing her, like, "Well, are you going to submit me for June?" And she does not respond.
Well, is there somebody else that you can talk to?
I don't think so. It's kind of a political.
I don't think this is against you. I think because she does like you, she's looking at it more for, you know, she wants to give you positive news. There's something in your resume that I don't know what it was that. Again, less is more. I keep getting that. Again, talk to her again. You know,
Monday.
Try to talk to her, okay, Monday. And before you get on the phone with her, because I know you're going to get this job. I mean, I get that so strong, and I expect to hear from you, you know, next time I'm on the air, or you know, please, you know, let me know. But I do feel it. So on Monday, I want you to see yourself have this job. I want you to see the job. When you call her, even if you get a voicemail and you're going to leave a voicemail, I want you to put it in your mind. It is your job. You feel it's your job. You know it's your job. And that they feel, you know, kind of go into the psyche of the person. They are excited that you will work with them. they are embracing you. See them embrace you and very happy that you are part of the team, and that you're they're anxious to have you part of the team, and see everything falling in place. I want you to program that into your mind. You know, it can be in a mantra that's shortened, but try and put that in there. Not out of fear, I hope I get, just make sure it's all positive affirmation, but visualizing it. Then you call her. I do feel she'll get through. She says, oh, I'm sorry, we've been doing some reorganization. I didn't know what to say, and things are going on. And then she says, but yes, we're going to put you through again. So I want you to make sure that you do that, and you're going to get that job.
I am. The one with TRICARE?
Yes.
And will I be able to keep it for at least 4 to 5 years?
Definitely, 4 to 5 years, definitely.
Okay. I would love to work at Kaiser Permanente for their call center. I actually got 5 emails in October of last year from a recruiter. I was so excited. Then I had a medical emergency with the ring finger on my right hand, and I had to have 2 major surgeries. And talk about faith, Wendy. No doctor would touch me here in Sacramento, and they said the cancer word. 3 doctors said cancer. 3 doctors said amputation. My precious parents in heaven were saying, don't do it. Doctors don't know everything. I had faith, a knowingness. I was going to save my finger. So I went down to the Bay Area. They removed the chondroma bone lesion, and they had to reconstruct with an arterial skin graft. And the fingers get very stiff when they're bandaged up, so I'm just now getting back my range of motion. I pray to God that my knuckles will allow my fingers to straighten out, because I do not want any...
Say that a different way, but I hear what you're saying, and it will happen. Always talk in positives and positive affirmations, not I hope that they will. They allow to say they will. You know, say use the positive action. My knuckle will respond. Remember, the body only does what the mind tells it.
Right.
Remember that, okay?
And no arthritis. So when do you think that I'll get my interview and get hired at TRICARE Call Center?
You know, I know that you said that they said no in June, but I feel they respond to you in June. You know you start, and you'll start by July.
Okay.
But, you know, I see that this is the month of action there. Still continue to try everything you can and go in all the different directions that you've been going in, but always with a positive sense of knowing that it is, which, you know, even though if you want the other company, Kaiser, then, you know, put your energy into that, but put both positive energies out, you know, and I do feel that TRICARE is actually going to be better for you. There's more money there. Yeah, you know,
oh.
I feel that there's more money there for you.
I hope I get a supportive supervisor, maybe even somebody with a sense of humor. Will it be a man or a woman?
Man.
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
And it's okay.
They can
have a sense of humor, too.
So did you say it would be a woman or a man?
No, it's a man. And then you kind of hesitated, and I said, men can have a sense of humor, too.
Okay.
But
as long as he's kind to me and supportive,
yes.
I don't want to be afraid to speak to him.
No, and you won't be. And that's a whole other thing. But I do have to move on to the next call, but I hope I've helped you out. And if you need more insight on what, you know, direction to go or more insight on all this, you're more than welcome to call me to set up an appointment. I do the 1-hour appointment, and it can get a lot more detail. So that. I'll be giving the number out again. Let me just give it out again while we got you. It's 248-826-8255, or you can go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. It sounds like you may need a little more in depth, and unfortunately on the radio we can only spend a little bit of time.
Okay.
But
is
I hope I helped you, Wendy. I'm sorry.
Your blessing. Is it okay to sign the lease for the new apartment later this month? Will I be able to financially afford
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay. God bless you, Wendy. I am going to
God
contact
bless.
You. You're just a godsend.
Oh, well, thank you. All right. You have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Okay. Blessings.
Okay. That was a wonderful, beautiful energy that we went into, and I know that we're going to send her into a lot of positive thoughts. Everybody that's listening to me, send Wendy in California positive thoughts. She will have success. She will get that job. She will be able to make her lease. Let's all know it and put her, that energy to her. That is just a wonderful thing. Okay, so our next caller, we have Mike on the line. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Wendy. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, and where are we calling from?
I am in California as well.
What part?
I am in between, like, 15 minutes from the beach, but in between Ventura and Santa Barbara.
Oh, wow, that's nice. I love California. I'm going out to California next weekend, so for a wedding, so it's always
but
wonderful.
But I'm originally
to go
from
there.
Royal Oak.
Oh, yay! Yeah, well, I was originally
right.
from Michigan and lived in California and lived in Texas, but we all come back one way or the other sometimes to Michigan. But Royal Oak is really turning into an amazing city. So it's like the hot place to be these days here in Michigan.
Exactly.
That's a great place. So anyway, let's get tuned in to you. Okay. Wow. You're an interesting man. I say that because when I go into people's energy, I know you have a more specific direction that you need me to go in, and this is, of course, a very short period of time, but I see you have a very busy side to you where you kind of, it's almost like you collect things, you know, it's a, but interesting, you like very unique things. But you have an artist brain, you know, it's like it just comes through with the way you bring things in. I mean, it's like an artist eye for things. An absolute music lover too, because I feel that. But again, very unique, you know, you don't walk the same path as everybody, you know, you certainly are unique. But as far as your job goes, I picked up two tier, like it was in tiers, and talking about like a level. And you're moving in, because I wanted to say promotion, but it's not. It's another level, though. It's a tier. Had you applied for another position within the company?
No, I'm fairly yeah. new in this sales position for a large .com.
Okay, well, I think what's happening, and that's why it confused me, because I didn't see it like a promotion. It was a tier. They must have different, and the word tiers rarely come up in my psyche, but this .com thing, yeah. It's like, though, you just started, but you're going to be going to another level. So you must be, even though you didn't apply for it within it, it's like your abilities, your training, the things, you know, is going to give you a more solid position there. But it's like the next tier. And I don't know why that keeps coming up. Is there something that would change in what you do within it, and then it's going to happen like in July. In fact, August is, you know, all of a sudden it's like you're really, this is making money, and you kind of work for yourself within it, but you are definitely making money. But there's something, and it's not necessarily training. I've not seen a job like this quite before, so I'm trying to describe things I don't understand. So forgive me. But the way you're going to be able to have more responsibility or more, you know, opportunity maybe is a better way to put it. It puts you up to the next tier. Do you make money in the sales position on a percentage, like you can get bonuses?
Yes. There's like right now I'm in the newbie. You know, like I just get I get 5% of sales, and we service a particular industry. And
okay.
So basically, so right now I'm at the newbie side. But then in July, August timeframe, I'll have what they call kickers. So if you meet certain goals and expectations, then that percentage significantly goes up.
That's what I was feeling. Yeah, that's what I was feeling, because remember I said July and August, I see money coming in. I see the money, the kickers. Yay. So
yeah, right.
Good.
Exactly.
You're on the right track. You're doing good.
That's fantastic. And I feel that, but I also feel, because I'm very intuitive, and
yes,
I also
I
think that I fell into this position, and I think that's where you get the musical and creative side in
mm-hmm.
regards to that. Because, I mean, I listen to sports talk and, you know, pretty much very rarely. I mean, I canceled my Spotify because I don't even listen to it, you know, type of thing. So, but the thing was, this is teaching me the marketing. We deal directly with the real estate industry, agents, brokers, and so forth, and provide
mm-hmm.
opportunities for them to grow and build their business. And it is something that I was waiting for this position because I needed something that in sales that I can ethically be behind.
And
I've seen some magical things happen
mm-hmm.
with short time being at this job. So I'm wondering, am I placed in this position to learn this aspect and then going into real estate? Because it's kind of teaching me the marketing and the business building side of it, basically from the inside out.
Yes, and you know, as you I know realize, we are going into a very, very strong real estate market,
mm-hmm.
and you know we're going into that cyclical time, but this one's going to be an amazing. Even interest rates are going to be going up. That's just you know a little prediction. Like it may end up going up a whole point. So. You know, and people realize that for the first time in a long time that they're going to end up getting into auctions and biddings for houses. It's amazing, especially California. You know, it's a crazy place.
Oh,
but
yeah, absolutely.
You're going to be dealing with in this what you do across, you know, the boundaries of other states. It's not like you're just dealing with, you know, because I saw the country, you know, not just dealing with California. But I know that you're
nationwide.
Go ahead. Yeah, okay.
It's nationwide.
Yeah. That's what I was saying across the state. So the good thing is you're in the right space. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You are going to be, you know, interested in doing real estate. And when you do get into real estate for yourself, it is to buy and sell for yourself, not just to be an agent. So you're going to find yourself buying properties, just, you know, sometimes distressed, whatever. It's not necessarily even flipping as much as you're going to find people to buy the properties from you. It's almost like you're a broker for it. You know, it's like you're going to learn how to find the deal and then put them in the hands of all these people that are out there trying to be flippers, you know. So you'll make money on that too. So you'll become like a partner to it, and trying to give you a little bit a lot in a little bit of time we have, but you're on the right track is what I can say to you. And again, you know, if you want more insight, you're more than welcome to set an appointment with me and give me a call, and we can sit down and talk about it. You're on the right track, Mike.
Awesome.
Doing good.
Awesome.
So, all right. You have a beautiful day. Thank you, Mike.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, that's I love California too. I'm going out to California. My niece is getting married in La Jolla, right outside of La Jolla. There's a beautiful boat, and she's going to say her vows to her fiancé, and they are going to, believe it or not, they're going to Disneyland for their honeymoon. So, cool figure. That's a wonderful place to be and to start. So we are going to have time for one more call. And before I do that again, I just want to remind people that you can get that one-hour reading with me. And I know that these are just little peeks into your life, but I can spend a whole hour just with you if you call 248-826-8255. And that's my office line. Just, you can leave a number. I will then set your appointment. Or you can go to wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. And we will. You'll be able to read about what a reading's about, how much it costs, and you know how to get your appointment. So now we're going to go to. Let me see. Okay, we're going to go to Richard. Hello, Richard.
Yes. Hi.
Hi, and where are we calling from, Richard?
Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. See, you're our neighbor, Michigan's neighbor, that is. And let me tune into you for a minute. I think it was your energy. See, you were next in the queue that has all the music and the uniqueness. It's funny, you know, how energies are floating out there, and even though we're trying to put them into the categories, Do you create music yourself?
Well, I've started to. When I'm practicing, I've been hearing lyrics coming to my head, so I've started writing those down.
Okay, yeah, because I felt you hearing it, you know, as well. But it's unique, meaning it's original and it's unique to you. I mean, some of the stuff that you're bringing through it's like. Coming from, I know you're going to think I'm a little bizarre here, but I am. You really didn't train yourself to be a musician, so much as I felt it came from another lifetime that you had. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, because a lot of times when I've been when I'm playing the guitar, I'll just kind of be sitting there. And I guess kind of zoning out, and all of a sudden it just feels like I've done it before.
Yeah, and you have, and you've done it very well, and you were very successful. You were, I feel you reached in another lifetime a very high success, very, very successful. Unfortunately, you died before you could find the fulfillment. It may have been, and I know this is a stretch without you know having to validate it other than through if you go through a regression, but I think that some reckless behavior ended the, your life a little sooner than you should have. And so in this life, you didn't find yourself picking up on the music, even though I'm sure you always enjoyed music, until you got into the later part of your life. And it's like now, I mean, you're in it, your life, but I mean, you didn't have the same kind of drive. All of a sudden, it's just starting to come through. You're just feeling it. It's that higher self of you coming in and saying, all right, we can rekindle it now. We can make a career of this. We're going to be successful at this. We are. This is your destiny. And it's like now we're going to pick it up. You're spiritually more cleansed. You're emotionally in line, and that's why the music is coming through you, through whether you're sleeping, you're awake, whether you're walking down the street. Not just the music, but like you said, the lyrics. It's all falling in place. And if you listen to any of your better artists, they usually create what they create. Just they get a feeling, and that feeling just they know, like, I know Paul McCartney has said that he wrote like Mother Mary and like in a couple hours, the words just came through him. That's the kind of thing I feel with you. This is coming from your higher self. This is coming from things that you knew already. And it's good stuff. And, you know, what you're putting together, put yourself together, a little portfolio of music, and you're putting it together. And there's somebody else that's going to join you in this kind of music, because you're not just going to write the music, which is what I feel you're destined to do, but you're also going to do some performance. But really, your main destiny is to write for others and sell that work. You know, because a lot of people don't realize that a lot of you musicians that are very successful get songs from other musicians and or writers, you know. And we think it's originally from them, but not all music is original to that artist. So that's where you're going. So your breaks are happening now because this is starting to become almost like a full-time job for you right now. You know, it's just coming through. It's coming in fast and furious, and yes, you are going to be successful with it. It's your destiny. And you finally have allowed the one thing. Again, this is an interesting show for you to be tuned into, is you need to have faith. You stay strong in the faith of yourself and that what is coming through is supposed to be coming through because it is your destiny. You stopped your destiny short last time. Now it's coming through so you can pick up kind of later, different life, later the same day kind of thing. You know what I mean? So this is going to make it. And, yes, it'll make you money, which is nice.
Yeah, if you can make a living doing what you love to do, that's just the cherry on top.
Yeah. Oh, and it is. It's your cherry. I'm just getting a little goosebumps all over me. I'm giving you a spiritual hug. And the universe is hugging me. When I get those little goosebumps, that means the universe is saying yes. You know, and you are you're a yes. You know, and you know you are a good soul. You're a very deep soul. You're a very spiritual soul, and your music's going to carry a lot of that. You know, which is people need that healing music. You know, they do. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're giving them. You're giving them healing, you know, with your words and with the music is going to be very strong. And believe me, the right things are going to fall into alignment for you. So I hope I've helped you out with that.
Yeah, it does. And I know somebody's been trying to tell me something because while I'm practicing, I constantly get this feeling of somebody tapping me on my hand. And other times I'll stand up and so I just stepped to a spider web. I know somebody.
Yes, they are. That's spirit. That's your higher self. But thank you so much, Richard. We have to go as you hear the music, and I will send you energy and keep in faith, and have a beautiful day. And that ends our show today. Boy, it went so fast. And again, if you'd like to have a reading, a one-hour reading, go in depth and into your life, you can get a hold of me at 248-826-8255 or go to my website, wendypowers-clairvoyant.com. I did not mention to you, but I would love for you to go on to bodymindspirit.com and you'll be able to tap in and look at our magazine, bodymindspirit.com, and you'll be able to see the Body Mind Spirit Guide. And I wrote a wonderful article on faith, and it's like a virtual magazine. Please look at it. Thank you. Have a beautiful and blessed month. I will see you here first Saturday of July.